Blog Talk Radio.
Another One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short. I'm Pam. Our full-length show each Monday at 1 p.m. highlights different ways to show our homes some love. These home decor short tips, though, along with a preview of Monday's show, will come your way each Thursday evening at this 10 o'clock hour. Be sure to listen, and hopefully something said will be helpful and useful to you. Tonight's decor short is all about preparation. My son says, I always think something is going to happen. Well, that's not fully true, but being prepared to handle around-the-house oopsies can bring a sense of peace. Whether you are renting or buying, things fall apart, drip, leak, bend, and slip, and you will need tools to provide a quick fix while you wait for Mr. or Miss Goodwrench, the real fix-it people. These little gems will help. So without further ado, here is One Designer, Two Ideas, 15 must-have tools for the home. Feel free to add your own tools of your choice. As long as you know what you're doing, that's fine. So here we go. 15 tools every household should have. Number one, a pair of scissors. Number two, a staple gun. Number three, a hammer. Number four, a step ladder. Number five, a flashlight with extra batteries. Number six, a pair of pliers. Number seven, a broom and dustpan. Number eight, a plastic paint scraper. Number nine, a hot glue gun. Number 10, a metal tape measure. Number 11, tape, duct tape, my mom's favorite, masking tape, and scotch tape. Number 12, a mop and bucket or a wet jet swifter with refill pads. Number 13, a Phillips and flathead screwdriver. Number 14, an assortment of nails, screws, nuts, and bolts. Number 15 is a crescent wrench. House.com list includes a mini leveler, a box cutter, and an extension cord. Those are pretty good. I didn't think of those, especially the extension cords, because extension cords kind of bother me. But at some point, I'm sure if you're fixing something and you're using something electric, an extension cord is a good help. So it is a good addition. If you need One Designer, Two Ideas list, again, I will post it on our Facebook page tomorrow. The address to our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Well, thank you for listening this evening. Please be sure to tune in at 1 p.m. on Monday, where we will be sharing tips on ways to create a spa-like bathroom. Spa-like bathroom. Even if you rent, these tips will be of help to you. With your decor short this Thursday evening, this has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While it may be short on time, it will never be short on substance. Talk to you Monday.